All right, everybody, let's get back to it. Calling us back to order. I did. Can we come back to order, please? We got to get the show on the road.
Back to order.
Just the office, the election for the chair, and then have a continuation next week to finish the agenda.
Yes, I second.
Okay. Okay, so it's been moved that we have the chair election tonight and then have a continuation meeting next week for the remainder of the agenda.
Second.
And it's been seconded. Is there any objection?
I object.
Okay. Bill, you want to motivate?
Well, very important things we need to elect Chris lead officers and, you know, have P&B report, committee reports, things like that. And we're clearly not going to get to finish those anytime real soon. And, you know, some people, I don't have to go to work tomorrow morning, but some people do. And we shouldn't stay here too late. So I think it would help to have confirmed the chair election, get that done. We could just adjourn, but I think we should set a continuation meeting for next Wednesday if that's okay with people.
Thursday.
So we're going to
put it up for
Okay,
so what we're suggesting here, today is the 20th. You want to do a meeting on the 27th. Our next regular meeting would be 2 weeks after that on April 10th. So what we're doing is schedule an extra meeting.
Yeah, we're about too many meetings.
2 weeks before the next regular meeting.
Yes.
I just want to be clear.
Mr. Lark? Mr. Lark, you had a point of order or something?
Yes, sir. According to P&B motion that was passed at the last P&B meeting last Thursday, it was stated that no elections would be held prior to a 7-day notice.
No.
Let him finish and then
Well, it's kind of common.
We're trying to move past that.
That interruption thing, but I'm held accountable. But nevertheless, I believe that the motion was set up to whoever the chair was supposed to be at the time. You can check the record, but I can assure you that this rush to do something in 18 minutes that's really not going to have any effect would serve us just as well at the next regularly scheduled meeting to do this same business.
I'll second. To that point, I know that one of the P&B motions is that they want to have their directors elected probably before the 10th, since their next regular meeting is the 11th. So, we definitely do need to get along with the business, and one of the things, we need to get on with officer elections and moving on with the business of things. And I don't know what motion you're referring to. If you can provide it, I'd like to hear it.
I do want to refer to the fact that the P&B don't meet on a Wednesday And that would be our next regularly scheduled meeting would be the 10th Wednesday.
Yeah.
So the earliest the PNB could accept new members would be the 11th. So
which
all that would be properly in order.
Which is when one is scheduled.
All that would be properly in an order if
right.
we did this on our regularly
right. which
scheduled
is why we wanted to see the delegates and get so that we can have elections on the 10th, which we're trying to move forward to. But we're not going to do, we can't do officer elections and PNB elections in the same meeting. It's just not going to happen. We know
why
better
not?
Than that. Yeah. Because we're incapable. we're incapable.
But you make an assumption.
I
make an
assumption.
Okay.
We've done that before, but go ahead.
Okay. Right.
So all those in favor of moving forward with chair election tonight and having a continuation meeting next Wednesday, raise your hand. Well, all against. And any abstentions? Two abstentions. It's 12-4, 5 against, and 2 abstentions.
12-5-2?
Yes, so the motion passes. So moving on to officer elections, can I get nominations for chair?
I'm sorry, I'm taking over. Do we have any other nominations for chair?
I'd like to nominate Dwayne Larch for chair.
Dwayne Larch, do we have a second?
I
move the nomination cease.
I nominate Rick.
Second, Teresa.
I'll get you. I swear I'll crack down to the ends of the earth.
Did you nominate somebody
to a violation of the bylaw of the mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
our nominations are now closed.
Just point of information, did Rita Washington accept?
No. No.
And he didn't accept. So, yeah. So right now we have Dwayne Lark and Matthew Moore.
Could I
made up some sample ballots. Can I pass out some examples while we're doing this?
Sure.
Okay.
While they're speaking?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is just an example.
Mr. Chair, I need to extend time by 10 minutes.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor of extending our
meeting for 10 minutes so we can finish this?
All those in favor, please raise your hand.
What? 10 minutes extension?
10 minutes. A 10-minute extension. Please raise your hand. And those opposed to extending it 10 minutes? Any abstentions? Motion passes.
Sorry.
No, Bill, he doesn't get one.
This is just an example.
Okay. Dwayne, we're going to flip a coin to see who goes first between the two of you.
Matthew will go first.
2 minutes.
Madam Secretary, could you tell everybody to be quiet so we can hear?
Yes.
Yes, we're getting ready to listen, everyone, so please be courteous and quiet.
Okay.
Can we please have the real ballot?
I didn't.
Are you waiting for instructions?
No.
No, we're going to have to.
We're waiting for people to be quiet.
Right.
Pass the chair.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I'll just say this, you know, there's been a lot of.
How long do we get for?
2 minutes.
And close?
No, just one thing.
And what?
Can I ask you? Who's conveying this thing here? Okay, my question is put forth to the person who's doing the conveying.
Would you please repeat your question?
I understand that's 2 minutes open. I'd like to know how much for closing and how much for questions and response.
Closing would be 1 minute and 30 seconds for questions. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you. 1:30.
Okay.
Okay, there we go.
Okay. I can try to be brief. There are a lot of things that have been said about me over the past year by a lot of people who know absolutely nothing about me. There are lots of... I cannot... All I can say is that very few people in this room know anything about me, yet I'm judged on my fairness. I'm judged on if I'm lying. I'm judged on if I'm racist. And I guarantee you, all of you, that I'm none of those. I am fair, but I'm not those other two. The things that I try to do logically, in the name of the law, in the spirit of the law. And I care about everybody in this room as a human being, quite frankly. And I don't want to see anybody treated poorly. I know, and a lot of this has come up, well, you know, in the past, people have been able to do this, and in the past, people have been able to do this. And I'm quite frankly sickened by a lot of the behavior that I have seen happen in this boardroom in the past. I am not here to be on a faction. I'm not here to do anything except for the following. This board needs to be committee-driven. This board needs to be of support to the station. This board does not dictate to the station. This board does the heavy lifting via the committees. The committees bring their recommendations. This board votes on them. And we work in collaboration with the station to get things done. That is all I'm here to do, to move us forward, to hearing what the committees bring forward. Okay. I think that the motions... Okay, thank you.
And then I thought it was 2 minutes.
We have 1 minute for rebuttal and 30 seconds for questions. Do we do questions first?
No. No.
Dwayne makes his statement.
His statement first. Dwayne, are you ready?
Talking about being talked about, lied on, mistreated. I've served this board as a 2-time chair, 3 times as vice chair within the 8-year span. I'm not going to talk about fairness. I'm not going to talk about any of that fluff because those of you who have served with me, you may not like me, but when I served, we got things done. There is a faction I'm a part of. It's for transparency, accountability. God knows you hold me accountable. But we see that there's no fairness, that people can speak out of their mouths, but their actions speak much louder than words. As it relates to my tenure, short tenure, 14 months on the PNB, I have been the lone voice asking for accountability, asking this supermajority who put us in debt over $3 million, where is the plan? And I've consistently asked, why are we doing fundraising at the national level? All they've done is spend money, spend money, spend money. They don't know. Yeah, it's one thing to say you want to work together. But when your actions are aligned with throwing folk off the board without a trial, and the bylaws are replete and explicit, that the process is to have a trial, to fact find, to allow the accuser to come before the accusations and be able to argue for themselves. But as it relates to what the real chair's job is, it's to move the agenda forward. It's to empower the members to do just that. So this may be an exercise of futility, of me accepting this nomination. But for those of you who've been here, now I understand all of you who not, and I see how you're voting already, but if you're going to go with facts, if you're going to go with experience, if you're going to go with how I operated as chair, then the facts are on the table.
Thank you. So now we have the
votes. Point of order.
Yes, sir.
Just for the new members, you do not have to ask a question.
Yes, we do.
It's a point of order.
Point of information. Point of information,
Okay, everybody, please be quiet. Listen for a moment. We can ask questions now if you want, but we've only got till 10 after, and then we need to leave.
We're already past Wesley.
Are you past Wesley? Do we have any questions on this side? Any questions? Yes, ma'am.
I have a question of both Becky and Dwayne. What are your top three priorities as chair if you elect?
What are your what?
Top three priorities as chair if you elect.
The top what?
Dwayne.
Three priorities.
Your three priorities, would you please start for me?
Top priority, number one, fairness to move the agenda through. Number two, I am the only chair. I have the record under my chairship. We raised more money at one or two events than all the chairs combined in the last 15, 20 years. So priority is fundraising. I know how to move this organization into fundraising. One of the few things we ought to be able to work together on, but only four or five board members cooperated in that effort out of 24. But third, going out to the public, working with hopefully a professional manager to go out here and get this money from these millionaires who can give millions of dollars to folks who fly by here as Democrats and Republicans, and get money to have a new station, which is what I was working on before I was disrupted the last time.
Thank you. Matthew?
My top priority, and one and two are very similar, is to have functioning committees again, to really have the power, be in the committees, to be doing the work that needs to be done, because the station doesn't have the staff to do it, so they rely on us to do that. Of those, getting the programming and the cab functioning, working with the ED and his vision towards how those should work to get those, because with better programming, we get more members. With more members, we get more money. With more money, we can pay the bills, and we can pay the loan, and we can do all that stuff. And then, if possible, restore our faith with the members and the station that the LSB is actually worthwhile and is useful.
Thanks. Okay.
Can we vote?
Yes, we can vote.
Were there more questions?
Okay, well, yeah, I can
go. Bill's going to explain to you about the ballot.
Is there anyone else with a question?
Well, how do I get to get it? I had a question for them.
Do you want me to pass them out while you have one more question?
Let me do the instructions first.
Somebody said that side of the table had no questions.
They didn't speak for me.
Instructions for the ballots.
All right.
Yeah, I can give instructions when you're ready for it.
And we have one other question.
One question, yes.
All right.
I think the most important thing is that some people think that the ends justify the means, but I accept that as a basic tenet of evil, because now suddenly you can justify anything to get what you want. So the truth is the ends are defined by the means. And when we look at all the controversy that happens in this room, what we see is people who want to just, I claim it means this, I claim it means that. So I want to, how is your commitment, both of your commitment, not just Matthew, but going as well, to commit to the bylaws, and not to be like the P&B, not to ignore things from political expediency. Thank you. I ask you to study, learn, and implement the bylaws. Make it a level playing field. If you've got the majority, you're going to get mostly what you want. It's still better to follow the rules for everybody. So please, thank you.
Do you want me to comment on that?
Both of you, please.
Okay.
I think you're the first.
Okay. Yes, I agree with you that these things need to be understood and followed. Here's where I see an issue, and this is because I've been around a lot of lawyers. I've been around a lot of legal things that you have to read bylaws, you have to read corporation code, you have to read Robert's Rules of Order with a different eye, unfortunately, than kind of the layperson does read it. There's differences between the word will and shall. There's differences between IE and EG. And so to study and to really understand is my goal, and I do approach that as many, many lawyers have taught me, not to bend it, but to truly understand not only what is said, but not assuming that something is meant because it is not said in there. And that is a problem that a lot of people, a mistake a lot of people make. They assume because it doesn't say something that means something, when all it means is that is not addressed. So I do the same thing, but I probably see it with a different eye than you are used to seeing people in this room read it with.
Mr. Lark?
Well, the body, not the chair, make determinations about interpretation of bylaws, number one. As far as it relates to committees, I think there was not very many chairs have been as active as I was, as the MSRC, the Finance Committee, CAB, Development, they were all very active. I was involved in all of the meetings, to the extent that we want to have experience, or we want to move things forward. You can take experience and inexperience, you can take factional, non-factional, you can just take it for what it's worth. Individuals who have made the commitment for 8 years to this body and done the hard work at the local and the national level is unquestionable as to commitment.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
How long do you think it's going to take for us to vote? Because I'd like to move to extend just for the amount of time it will take for us to vote.
We're voting right now.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a little too late for that. Time certain, 10 o'clock. Well, all we can do is vote now. Period.
Let's do it. I have no idea how long.
I think we can move to extend another 15 minutes.
You can't. No, it's 10 o'clock, time certain.
There's no time certain.
The rules of Roberts indicate that you have set a time certain at 10 o'clock. You cannot extend. You have to extend at 9:59 or before.
Didn't we?
We
extended for 10 minutes.
It doesn't say.
Yeah.
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 9.5 minutes.
Yeah. So
we have 9.5 minutes left on our 10. We extended.
Bill,
so,
yes.
Okay. Bill has the floor.
Okay, if you'll notice on yourself,
I move that we extend another 15 minutes to finish these elections, because after this vote, we have another 3 offices, and I'd like to get that done before we leave tonight.
Point of order.
We're only doing the chair.
The way the adjournment works is if you're processing a motion, you have to vote on that motion.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
So that's what we're doing, one way or another. We're voting on
the motion. On the motion for 15 minutes? Is that what we're doing?
Can we? I don't want Joseph to help me. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. So look at your sample ballot. And we're going to start passing them out. First, we promise not to write anything on your real ballot yet. Okay. Until you hear the instructions. They're quick. I put Dwayne's name first on half of them, and I put Matthew's name first on the other half. Just you can check. I've tried to kind of randomize them, but okay. Okay, so you'll notice how many look at the little boxes on the right. That's where you're going to mark how many zero, how many ones and twos and threes are marked on there that you're going to mark.
One.
Okay, you're not going to write any numbers. That's the main point. Okay.
No numbers.
What you're going to put is X's. That's the key point. Because if I don't say that, we'll get ballots filled out all different ways. So this is a preview for SPV voting, which we'll be using when we vote for the director elections, too, where we'll be ranking people. You don't have to rank anybody other than your first choice since there's only two. If you don't want to, if you just want to do, but if you have only one for one person, put an X in the one column by that person, for that person, okay? If you think two, both of them are acceptable, put an X in the column for your put an X in the one for your first choice, and put another X for your second choice. Is that clear? Okay. And the only time the two there is a bylaw. If there's a tie, then the tie is resolved by the second rank.
Which is
so, but it's okay. So it's happened before.
I know, and it was really stupid.
Okay. So. Thank you. Bella, put your X or X's where you want, and then
can we do somebody staff?
So there's a
Oh, and remember the number in the upper column, or the right, upper right corner? That's your number, that's your individual serial number, so you can verify that your ballot is counted. Okay?
I put them out, double click.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right. Is
that
happy? No, I just saw you.
Okay,
so
this is
fine.
So, anybody can observe. This is public, so do it on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody can count. Somebody make notes if you want.
V and Matthew. This is Matthew.
Okay, Matthew.
Okay, I see a Dwayne.
Dwayne, okay.
I see a Matthew.
Matthew.
I see a Matthew.
Give it.
I see a Matthew.
Where's that one?
Okay. I see a Matthew. 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 I see a Dwayne. I see a Matthew. I see a Matthew.
Example.
Mother Teresa. Not really the king. I see a Dwayne. I see a Matthew. I see a Dwayne. I see a Dwayne. And I see a Dwayne. And I see a Dwayne. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Dwayne. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Clearly that's over half.
Did you get the right, Richard? The count?
Seven for Dwayne, 13 for Matthew.
Okay, and then we'll keep. I've got an envelope. We can put all these in.
Yeah.
In case anybody want to look at them before we put them in. Okay. Thank you all. Okay, this is done. Thank you, Joseph.
You're welcome.
Okay, and when are we meeting in a square?
intent by repeating it.
Y'all, since we're right by the orange show, if anybody wants to go over to Smithers Park after this meeting, I'll lead you a tour and see some interesting art.
At
Smithers Park, around the corner, next to the orange show. They have this park, and it's open all the time, because it's a park. Think the lights are still on. Well, it's fun in the dark, too.
If all processes are done, I'd like to move to the chair.
All processes are set and down, Chair.
Whoever's presiding.
So thank you all very much, and we are adjourned.
Woo-hoo!